Okay, it's 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on February 13th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a bid opening for our new fire truck, Rosie.
And we have one bid. And that's from Hoosier Fire.
And it's free.
Yes.
No.
Okay. The price is $1,058,298. Delivery is 650 calendar days.
Wow. 2 years.
And what I think we expected.
Actually, we were told the other day 800 days. So
I'm sorry?
We were told 800 the other
day. 800 days? Okay. 650 days is better than 800. Okay, we will take the bid under advisement and go through the specs and all that kind of good stuff and tentatively award at the next meeting, but we'll see. Okay? Okay. Thanks, everybody.
That was a little better than I thought it
would be. That was about where I thought
it was. And that does not include the equipment.
I'll put it in your hand.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you and everyone's hard work on that. And that's bid spec. Okay, next up is a street closing request for Prison Fest. Sam, come on up.
Hello, everybody. So we are requesting for Prison Fest. So unfortunately, with time restraints, we didn't have the chance to come before you guys to explain who we are. That will be happening at the next meeting, this afternoon, after this meeting. But we are requesting, as the Whitley County Pride, which is an organization for the LGBTQ community, to close down the 100 block, the 200 block of Van Buren. So from Starbank down to in front of Running Around Screen Printing, and also Chauncey Street. So pretty much the setup is First Friday. And we're requesting that it closed from 1 p.m. until 8 p.m. With that, 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. I believe it is, with the event running from 2 to 8 to allow us time to get the street cleaned up and everything back into working order. So if anybody has any questions, I'm more than happy to go into more depth on that.
So on here it talks about different events, food trucks, etc. Are you thinking the First Friday type of thing where you have vendors and food trucks and music and that kind of stuff? Is that kind of what the plan is?
Absolutely. So our goal is to be an all-inclusive organization. You know, we want this to be family friendly, but it is obviously June 1st. I should probably say that. So June 1st, and it's to celebrate Pride Month. As somebody who relocated here to Columbia City for the gem that Whitley County is, because I see this place as the most incredible place. You know, I was telling my wife I could have moved anywhere. I chose Whitley County before I even dug any further into things, you know, with everything here. But unfortunately, there just is not the resources here for the LGBTQ community to be heard. And the LGBTQ community of Whitley County it's a big number. It's a lot bigger than what anybody could ever probably imagine. So it's just kind of an event to have the food trucks, the vendors. So we are opening up our vendor applications for anybody that's supportive of the LGBTQ community. But everyone's welcome. This is going to be a pretty good event. We just had an event February 3rd called Prism Marketplace. We held that at Edna Troy Community Center, and it was amazing. A lot of the vendors, their feedback was, I've never been to a more inclusive event. I could have put people out in the hallway, but that, that's not welcoming to everybody. So the goal is to have it here in Columbia City and downtown, where everybody's invited, and we can show the LGBTQ community that they are loved and welcome here.
Okay. Thank you. We had all signatures on.
Except for Kelly.
Kelly, are you good with streets?
I was out.
Okay, but you're good with streets?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the board?
June 1st, what day is that?
It is a Saturday, that's correct. And we obviously know that we have the farmers market, and I want to make sure that everybody's aware, like, we're not going to kick them out. Our goal was originally to put the food trucks there, but Chief Parrott wanted the 100 block closed as well due to traffic, which makes absolute sense. So we're actually going to probably move the food trucks down there and have, like, a kids zone / family zone on Chauncey Street. So it's not going to be busy, but we aren't going to kick them out, if that makes sense.
So you're kind of keeping Chauncey closed from at the farmer's market, just keeping it closed and then doing the rest of it here.
Correct.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I do want to thank you for the addendum you added. That was very helpful in understanding kind of what the plan was. So, any other questions? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the Prism Fest request as presented.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor, should we show a sign? It is unanimous.
Thank you, everyone. I truly appreciate that.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is the agreement with Pulver Asphalt Paving. And this is for the Westgate Phase 2 project. So this was the agreement that I think we sent back, correct?
Correct. It's Marshall.
One thing I did notice is that under the work it says Buddale Drive to Warren Street, da 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 da, but then on the bottom, no, it wasn't there. I'm sorry. There was another place I thought it said Warren Street, but maybe we got those taken care of. Maybe I think of the old one. So, yeah, there we go. Okay, on the third line there, under Article 1, on the very first page, under work, okay, if you go to the third line, it said west of Lawrence Drive to 100 feet west of Lowell Street, where it should say, see what I'm saying?
So Lawrence Street, Lawrence Drive. So we need to cross off Drive and put a street there.
But besides that, I didn't have a problem with it. Any questions about that? Thoughts? Okay, got a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion seconded for the discussion. All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next is the notice to proceed, because we did not get that last time, correct? Okay. So with the contract signature, because we have their signature, and then we'll sign it, or I'll sign it, whoever's the signatory on it. So we're ready to get them notice to proceed. So I'll make a motion. We approve the notice to proceed for Pulver Asphalt Paving is presented. I made the motion. You second? Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, next up is the agreement for services with the Whitley County Soil and Water Conservation District. Mike Shoda, you're the one that has the most contact with Soil and Water Conservation for the stormwater kind of contract, if you will. I know obviously John was here at the last council meeting to give an update and stuff, but I'm assuming you're okay with us continuing with this contract?
Yes.
Okay.
He does a good job.
Any questions from the board?
The only thing they did do was they upped the hourly charge, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but the limit is still the same, and I always had money left.
Oh, okay. Well, that was going to be my follow-up question. I didn't know that they upped the hours, but I it looked like the $25,000 is what we paid for many years at this point. So.
And there's always money left.
Okay.
But he just wanted you to be aware of that.
Did they have the hourly? But we still have money left, so it's not like it's going to
take over the lights.
It comes out of stormwater budget anyway, so. Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement with the Woodland County Soil and Water Conservation District as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is the fiscal plan for the Connie Dye Phase 2 annexation. Remind me, Marcia, on this, but for the fiscal plan, I think all we have to do is basically just accept the fiscal plan,
yes,
correct?
And I have reviewed that.
You
have?
Okay. Okay. So, Lisa, for your information, as you may or may not know, every annexation, the city is mandated to include a fiscal plan to know what the actual fiscal impact is going to be on the city and what kind of things we're going to be required to do if we annex a new property into the city. Because the property is currently agricultural and there's nothing on it, it really doesn't change anything currently, certainly knowing in the future that it will probably turn into a subdivision, obviously, then there is a cost that we'll have to go with that. But we're already working on the utility cost, or the utility piece for water and sewer as we speak. So, any questions regarding the fiscal plan? I'll make a motion. We approve the annexation fiscal plan for the Connie Dye Phase 2 property.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. I'll get there, Mike. I'm sorry, my iPad's messing up, so give me a second. Next up is the Donahue Engineering Agreement for the lift station control panel replacement. Mike.
This is going to be phase three of this project that I spread out over 4 years. This covers the Eagle Court and Armstrong lift stations. Just pretty stuff we've done this year. Three brand new panels put in. They've been around for about 2 weeks now, flawlessly, no issues. This agreement, what this is design, build, installation, testing, programming from start to finish. They handle everything. And on this last one, the builds are, it's really good stuff that they're putting in and putting together for us. The panels themselves are built by Shambaugh and Son in Fort Wayne in their panel shop, and they're put together, and then Donahue puts some radio equipment in it that we purchased from J&K, and then they set the panel, and Donahue actually wires them up and does all the programming testing for the PLCs and the SCADA equipment. So this one's for those two stations in a lump sum of $169,000. It'd be my recommendation that we go ahead and enter into this contract with them for these two stations.
Questions of Mike? Hearing none, I make motion we approve the engineering services agreement with Donahue as presented.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Pay request. Mike.
I got to find that. This is for the and Main Street, the Forest Main project. And I don't remember the amount. I don't have it right in front. There it is.
$5,352.
And I got a copy of this. Rosie has a copy of it. I've already signed off on that for her. So yeah, it'd be my recommendation that we pay this one. So just part of the project until it starts.
Okay.
And I'll just tell you now that instead of the project supposed to start March 1st is what I report on a retreat. It is now pushed back to the 1st of May because of the new pump equipment will not be delivered until that time. So,
pushed back to when? May?
1st of May.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the pay request
invoice number 14090-13 for $5,352 is presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thanks, Mike. Okay, bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $293,034.22 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 2/27/24 for checks.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,094,822.74 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 2/27/24 for EFT payments.
Sure.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $270,978.53 plus overtime in the amount of $6,563.58 for a total of $277,542.11 for the pay file ending 2/9/24.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $2,987.04 for meter deposits from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated February 26, 2024.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Department head reports. Chip.
Just working on hopefully getting some projects across the line. Westgate is, we're having a public outreach meeting with the contractor this Monday night. Eagle Park, we awarded the bids last night at the park board meeting, so we're anticipating that getting started in May. Blue River Trail, we're wrapping up some easements, and then we should get that out to bid here very, very soon. I think that's about it. Off the top of my head, sorry, I should make notes.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Terry?
Still waiting on Baseline to show up and do the fiber work for Mike's booster station. Surf Internet was here today to install two lines for us that we're upgrading some of our internet connections with. About 1 o'clock or so, they just disappeared, so I have no idea where we're at with that. That's just gone. Received updated quotes on projects that weren't finished last year and passed some of them along, so hopefully we can get some of those done this year and get some switches replaced in some of our buildings. That's all I got.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Kelly?
The leaf mulch has been ground at the back of Morris's Park, and it is available to the public at their convenience. If you hear anybody asking about that.
Did you send anything over to Ashley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Been doing maintenance on streets, alleys, and signs, and working on getting our paving list around for next year. We've been running the sweeper, had the televising truck out, doing some televising in sewer mains, and we'll be sending some guys down to Indy next week for some equipment training.
That it?
Yep.
Any questions for Kelly? Thank you. Mike?
Been working down here on Chauncey Street still. Had to reposition three sewer lines because they were coming right into the pipe about center, so had to do that. That's kind of slowed us down. And then also the gas company has a sign up saying we can't dig any further than what we are now until they come up and locate the gas line, because they can't. But we still got about three sections we can get in before, you know, they don't get up here. Yeah.
Okay.
The water main out on 205 has been pressure tested, bacteria tested, and is on. So that line is charged and being used. So.
Good. Anything else?
No.
Question to Mike. Thank you, Mike.
As I mentioned earlier, the three new lift station control panels are up and functioning well with no issues. Continue to work on repairs on the secondary. They've got some of the bracing and the other stuff in the one tank that they fabricated themselves in-house and put in, and get everything measured and bolted up. And so far, everything's looking great. It almost looks like it's brand new. So they're doing an outstanding job on that, as far as, you know, the parts were and the stuff that they fabricated themselves. Sludge hauling continues to kind of have a delay right now. The dedicated tank that they set aside just for us is getting full. So they're waiting for that to come back down.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah. That was $350,000, and you only take $25,000 to date Indy, so we're still waiting, but I can't complain too much. The price that they gave us is really good. So the new MOSH units for our headworks pumps are being installed. When they were left, they were still there. They're on day two of that installation. It was also day two of all the PM on the pumps. All the EQ basin pumps have went through the branding oil inspection top to bottom. And headworks, there's one more to do there. They didn't start that today. They're hoping to do that tomorrow unless we're using it. They realized we have to have two pumps when it rains, which is the max we can run. We can't run two pumps at one time. And they found one pump today that when they went to change oil and they pulled it out, they use food grade oil. So when you drain them, they can look like they're white in color when it comes out. So usually when you have water mixed with oil, it turns white. But in this case, that's not a bad thing. When it's kind of what it looks like when it puts in. Well, they had one, they drained it out, and the oil was black.
Oh.
They can see some shavings in it. So that pump is, they're bringing a truck tomorrow, and that's going to the Indy shop to look at it, probably for an overhaul. So I don't know what that's going to cost, but it's cheaper than replacing it. Flood return and the influent flow meters were supposed to be put in this week. I have not seen torque yet, so hopefully tomorrow, but that's supposed to go on this week too. And I submitted the annual EPA sludge report today.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Tom.
On that note, I just got to say it's interesting. It's food grade oil going in. fire report.
I'm glad you amuse yourself.
Yeah, me too, because it's a small thing.
It's not toxic that way if you have a leak.
Well, it makes sense. It's just different. 14 of us attended the EMS symposium this past Saturday. Those hours go towards our EMS certs that we have to maintain for our department certification. So thanks to all who planned that, mainly with the county EMS. I do have to give them kudos for covering a portion of our hours. We just have to attend and it's all ready for us. So that's nice. Ron Jones, Toby Fralick, Chris, and myself all went down to Dave Heron's 50 Years in the Fire Service Award yesterday, where he met the governor and got to go into the House and the Senate and things like that. Basically got a tour of the Capitol. Dave is not the typical guy who just spends 50 years in the fire service. He has been a dedicated member and still works to this day. He operates as our safety officer. So just wanted to say thanks to Dave and his family for everything they've sacrificed over the years. Department interviews for our department's interviews with our candidates will be this Friday. Board of Works interviews for the hiring process will be 8 to 3 p.m. I'm sure Beth has gotten a hold of all of you in reference to that. I just wanted to make sure I threw out a reminder. We have completed our gear inspections. We have annually to do gear inspections to go through them for wear, tear, rips, tears, make sure that they're still in date. All of our turnout gear has a 10-year lifespan from the time it's manufactured until it has to be taken out of service. So that's why we don't order gear ahead of time, is because once it's made, the clock's ticking on it. I'd like to say kind of thanks to Troy Nesselkamp and Lance for heading that project up. So a lot of little things going on. That's the big one.
Question to the Tom. Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm. Marsha.
Nothing.
Rosie.
Nothing.
A couple of reports here, Gary. Our police chief said that they're in the open hiring process right now. Deadline for that for those applications are March 1st at 3 p.m. They do have several applications already. They are planning to hire three to fill the three vacancies. Rave notification is in full swing. Obviously, we've been trying to advertise that a lot. So if for residents who are watching this, if you're not a part or haven't signed up for rave notifications, please go to our website, go to my Facebook page, et cetera, to find that. It's really a great way to just keep in touch and know about what's going on in the city. As you probably know, for a while now, we've had a lot of comments from the public of, well, we're not on Facebook, so we don't know what's going on. And so this is one way in which you don't have to be on Facebook to know kind of what's happening in the city. So I think it's a really good opportunity there. Officer Clark is going to be taking Jake and probably Jake the dog into some of the schools and stuff. So that'll be good. In dispatch, they replaced some of the countertops, they're replacing this week some of the countertops that were damaged. Those are all under warranty, and they're working on response plans and SOPs. Sean, for the electric department, is, I believe, currently in Washington, D.C. He is working with the U.S. Department of Transportation to try to work on the
CDL.
The CDL, yeah, the CDL stuff, and working with the IMEA, the Indiana Municipal Electric Association, on working to try to get them to realize that all of our municipal employees are not driving, you know, tons across miles and states and things like that, but instead really just going from job site back to, so trying to work on that a little bit. But they're continuing to replace poles on Bear Road. Chip and him attended the AIM legislative dinner on my behalf while I was gone, and said that it was a pretty good experience outside of maybe our legislators not being able to be there. So apparently, the electric department ordered fiber splicing equipment, as mentioned, and they're expecting delivery mid-March. They did purchase a new wire trailer. He was excited because it has license plates and turn signals, so that's a good improvement. Like I said, he flew out to D.C. Finally, if you have not heard, our park director had a little accident at home, so he is on the mend, and he's working with Beth and Rosie and everybody, but Parks Department is handling the things while he's out. So besides that, just so you know, tomorrow I am in Indianapolis for the caucus, the Mayor's Commissioner's Caucus of Northeast Indiana, our day at the State House. So we'll be there talking to legislators just about general things for the local government. Thursday's Youth Council. Let's see, I'm trying to think what else. I've had some really positive conversations this week already. I know it's only Tuesday, but really positive conversations from a business aspect that I'm looking forward to hopefully share more here as we move into the future. So really positive things like that. Besides that, as I already talked about, the State of the City address is on March 15th. I think last time I said it was the 8th. I was wrong. It is March 15th at the library, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. So I'd invite the public, if you have an interest in going, to contact the chamber and get reservations. It is a luncheon, so there is a small fee attached to it. So, with that,
I have nothing.
Lisa, anything from the audience?
Nothing.
And there's no press, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.